This is why the Holy Spirit has come. Now I want to show it to you a little more clearly. The Old Testament law was written in Exodus chapter 20, and I want you to see what it's like. In Exodus chapter 20, this is old covenant life. It says in Exodus 20, you know the Ten Commandments. And I want to say to you that all the Ten Commandments were, you shall not. That's all. You shall have no other gods but me, verse 3. You shall not make any idol. You shall not take the name, this is verse 3 and 4. You shall not take the Lord's name in vain, verse 7. Verse 8, the fourth commandment, you shall keep the Sabbath day holy. Fifth commandment, you shall honor your father and mother, verse 12. Sixth one, you shall not murder. Seventh, you shall not commit adultery, verse 14. Eighth, you shall not steal, verse 15. Ninth, you shall not bear false witness. 10, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, 10th commandment. What are the 10 commandments? You shall not. You shall not, you shall not, you shall not, you shall not, you shall. That is old covenant. So when you hear a voice only saying, you shall do this, you shall do that, you shall not do this, you shall not do this, and that's all you hear from day and night, I'm not surprised if you're discouraged. It'll discourage anybody. It's like that husband saying, breakfast at 8 o'clock, this house must be spotlessly clean, my clothes must be perfectly washed and not a speck of dust. It's a miserable life. This is old covenant Christianity for many people. There are others who don't even bother about this. They say, oh, who's going to live this? Impossible. Forget it. They don't even attempt it. And they go backslide and some of them finally lose their salvation. But now I want to show you the new covenant. Turn to Hebrews in chapter 8. This is a very important chapter. This is the most important chapter in the Bible describing the new covenant. Get to know it. Hebrews is a great book. And listen to this. In Hebrews 8, it says here, in verse 6, Jesus has obtained a more excellent ministry. He is the mediator of a better covenant. That's like saying the third marriage is better than the second marriage. You all agree that Jesus is better than the law as a husband. He's the mediator of this new covenant. Do you know that Jesus used the word new covenant only once? Only once. At the Last Supper, he took the cup and said, this is my blood of the new covenant. Sacred words related to his blood, which he shed on the cross for my sin. So I never despise that phrase, new covenant. Don't ever despise it. It's the word Jesus used when he spoke of his blood. And it's called here a better covenant, established on better promises. I'm surprised when people despise that phrase. And say, what do you say, new covenant Christian? That's what I am. And I'm proud of it. My Savior used it when he took the cup and said, this is my blood. It's precious to me. I didn't understand it for many years as a Christian, but the more I understood it, it has become precious to me. And I see the devil had robbed me of my inheritance. And I look around at Christians who are robbed of their inheritance. I want them to inherit it. Okay. And then it says in verse 7, that first covenant, the old covenant, was faulty. The Bible itself says, the old covenant was faulty. If you live under that life, you live a faulty life. It is faulty, and that's why God had to choose us, make a second covenant. It's not because God made a mistake. He's just saying the old, in other words, the old covenant could not bring you to the place where God wanted you to be. It was a law, it was a husband who never helped you. He just told you to do this, do this, do this, and never helped you. Faulty, that's not the way God wanted it. But it was a stage to bring you to the third stage. You had to see the help, your own helplessness. And then you come to Jesus. Let me give you an illustration. Do you remember in John 21, after the resurrection, how Peter and his disciples went fishing? That's old covenant. From 6 o'clock in the evening till 5 o'clock next morning, they fish and fish and fish and fish and fish. Nobody to help them. And not a single fish. That is old covenant life. Then in the morning, Jesus comes and says, "Well, boys, have you got any fish?" He has a sense of humor there. He knows they got nothing. But he taught them a lesson. You try to live this life in your own effort, you will fail and fail and fail and fail and get nothing. Now just listen to me. Throw your net on the other side. And all of a sudden, the net is full of fish. That is new covenant. But this is different from all the other catch of fish that Peter ever had. When he comes to shore with this huge fish, he doesn't have his chest out saying, "Look what I caught." No, he's very humble. "I never did this. Jesus did it all." "Well, not all. I did cast my net. I had to do a little part in it. But Jesus filled the net with fish." That's new covenant. Old covenant is struggle, 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 struggle from 6 o'clock in the evening till 5 o'clock in the morning and get zero. New covenant is in a moment. Your net is... There are many pictures of this. If you look for it, you'll see it everywhere. Old covenant is water. Jesus turns it into wine. That's new covenant. And that's better than all the other wine they drank before in the marriage in Cana. Okay, now we come here. Here's the exact word. Hebrews 8 verse 8. "This is the new covenant I will make with the house of Israel and house of Judah." And that applies to the church today. It's not like the old covenant, it says. And then he explains the new covenant. Please listen carefully. This is the covenant, he says in verses 10 to 12. And if you have never understood it before, you'll understand it tonight, today. What is it? "I will put my law into their mind. I will write them in their heart. And I will," verse 12, "and they will all know me as Father." Not only the mature saints, verse 11, the last part, from the least to the greatest. They won't have to, verse 11, they won't have to teach each other, "Oh brother, know the Lord," like the Old Testament prophets. No, the Holy Spirit will come in you. You'll know the Lord yourself. In the Old Testament, only the whole prophet had the Holy Spirit, and he had to tell people, "This is what the Lord's doing. This is what the Lord wants you to do." But he says, not like that now. That's old covenant. Now, "I will come and dwell in you, and you will know me personally as Father." Not from the greatest to the least. From the least to the greatest means the youngest believer can know me. "And I will be merciful to their iniquities." That means he'll forgive all our sins. "And I will not even remember their sins anymore." It's going to be blotted out. You know, in the Old Testament, sins were not cleansed. You never read in the Old Testament that anybody's sins were cleansed. It says, "Blessed is the man whose sin is covered." Psalm 32. The forgiveness there was only a covering of the sin. It's like if I take a thick cardboard piece and cover my sins here. It's covered. You can't see it. It's hidden. But if you lift the cardboard, it's there. In the new covenant, it is cleansed. It's wiped out and there's nothing underneath. There's nothing to be covered. It's all cleansed. It's gone. I will remember their sins no more. This is new covenant. What was covered under the old covenant is cleansed. Or think of a blackboard where all your sins are written down with a chalk. But a sheet is put over it, it's covered. That's old covenant. In the new covenant, they remove the sheet and take a wet sponge and wipe it all out. There's nothing there. I will remember their sins no more. It's so much better. That's why I don't live in condemnation. You don't have to live in condemnation. He says, "I won't remember your sins anymore." But the thing I want you to notice here is this. Go back. What did I say the old covenant was? You shall, you shall, you shall not, you shall not, you shall, you shall not. Now see, new covenant. Chapter 8, verse 10, what we just read. "I will, I will, I will," verse 12, I will. Five times. I will, I will, I will, I will. See the contrast now. The old covenant was, you shall, you shall, you shall not, you shall, you shall not. Now the Lord says, new covenant is not like that. I will. I will do this. I will do this. I will do this. It's Jesus coming and helping us. What do I have to do? Very little. Cast the net into the sea. In every miracle, You know, Jesus could do everything himself. If Jesus did everything himself in our lives, we would be robots. You know, if God had made Adam like a robot, moving like these robots, he would come to the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the program inside would say, no, not this one, and he would turn around and he would walk towards the tree of life. God didn't make us like robots. He wanted us to make a choice. I have free choice, and I reject what God told me not to eat. I will take part of the tree of life. That's why all he wants us to do is say yes, and he will help me to do it. He says, roll away the stone, the easy part. I'll do the 99% difficult part, raise Lazarus from the dead. Now Jesus could have rolled away that stone on his own, but the work will all be his. He says, I want you to do 1%. I'll do the difficult part, you do the easy part. This is new covenant life. In the old covenant was you do it all yourself and you fail and fail and fail and fail. In the old covenant it was like that. In the new covenant it says, let's do it together, but you've got to do only 1%.